More taxpayers are falling victim to identity theft. A federal report says 2.5 million tax filers had their identities stolen and their tax refunds delayed in 2013. That's double the number of people affected the previous year. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
You find out you've been hacked when the IRS rejects your tax return. It says you can't have your refund because someone else already claimed it. A report by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says it's a mess that takes an average of 278 days to fix. Imagine what that's like for an immigrant family in King County who goes to the United Way for tax filing help. Yuri Kim manages that program, and he says it's hard for people to understand what's happened and how to fix it.
They are low to moderate income families that are actually really relying on tax refunds to sort of get by.
Kim says it happened to a family he met just the other week.
I am not surprised at all to hear that. We hear that all the time in my office, so it's a serious concern.
This is Bob Ferguson, Washington's Attorney General. Tax return identity theft is one of the reasons he's introduced a bill that would require faster notification when there are data breaches that can lead to identity theft. Like the one that was revealed last month. Primera Blue Cross announced that millions of its Washington customers had their records exposed in a cyber attack, including Social Security numbers. It said the data breach started last year, but it was not reported to the public until March.
And that's why it's so critical that folks get notified right away, and that's what our legislation does.
That would give people a chance to warn the IRS and the credit bureaus about the potential problem, so people can get the refunds they've been counting on. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.